Okay. So there's a new Zoom link if anybody needs it. I sent it out yesterday. Okay. So we're dealing with an akudiyah in Betoch and in Shrine in Betfilet. So we just whatever, just to finish off, yeah, before we go right there and whatever we're going to be doing. Just to tie up some loose ends in Betochen. There are a lot of others. We're not going to tie up, but at least to tie up this loose end. What we come out with the Yesod is that your Betochen is only Betochen when you recognize the size, the enormity of the problem. And you recognize that whoever you're trusting to deal with the problem has the ability to deal with that problem. Yeah? That's the Nakura. Look, Dugma. You're walking down the street, a dark night, whatever, and some guy, God forbid, whatever, some crazy mugger comes out at you with a knife. So you're very scared, you're very nervous, yeah? Right? And then you see a cop coming, and he's got his gun out, and he's coming, and he's standing next to you. So you feel secure now. Why? Because you recognize that you recognize the size of the problem. Yeah, there's a schwarzer with a knife, and you recognize there's a cop here with a gun. And the cop's there to help you. That's his job. He wants to help you, yeah? That's why the story is not a true story, but I'm just, that is in New York for sure not. But you get it? So why are you calm? Because you recognize that the person you're trusting can deal with the problem. Yeah? No? You don't get, so the marshal, you don't like the marshal. Okay, so think of a marshal that will work for you.
No, I
everybody gets the marshal. There's a schwarzer with a knife. There's a cop sitting here with a machine gun, so you understand the guy's not going to hurt you. The cop can take care of this, so you're secure. No one's going to hurt you. Marshal? Okay, so that's the Nakudiga. Now, what happens if there's 20 Schwarzes with machine guns and this cop comes up? So now you're not calm because you recognize that the person you're putting in trust is not good enough to deal with the problem. So now you're back to being terrified. Got it? Okay, that's the marshal. Bring it into the Nimshal. I have a certain problem and I've always trusted Hashem to deal with that problem. Suddenly the problem's much bigger now. Yeah? My understanding, not my betochen, my understanding of how great Hashem is has to expand. To include this as well. Understand that Hashem can take care of my salary every month. I don't know how I make my status, but I know the panasa comes from Hashem. Suddenly something happens or whatever, and you need $350,000. The chuf, yeah, something happens. Yeah, and suddenly you, oh God, there's a medical issue, whatever. The first says, get on a plane, it's going to cost you $350,000. Yeah? Now you don't feel so calm anymore, but $350,000 is out of your range of what you're used to trusting Hashem to do for you. So now you're going to have to raise your understanding of who Hashem is and how Hashem is capable of helping you. And how big Hashem is that he can help and he wants to help you. Your appreciation, let's call it your emunah in Hashem, is going to have to grow in order for your betochen to come into play. That's what we said yesterday.
It seems the wrong way around. It seems like it's, I shouldn't know, but it seems like it maybe it would be easier to start talking and
I'm not about easy or hard. I'm talking about fact. I know that if there's a guy coming at me with a knife and Baruch is sitting next to me, I'm calm. Why? Because I know that he can deal with this problem. No. We're using a marshal. You're the marshal. No, we get to the Nimshal, we'll dump you very fast. But in the marshal, there's a cop standing out with a machine gun. A guy comes with a knife. I'm a little worried because this solution is matim to the problem. But where the solution is too small for the problem, I'm not going to trust the solution. So when my appreciation of who Hashem is doesn't fit the problem, I'm going to have to raise my appreciation of who Hashem is in order for my tochen to come back to place. That's what he's saying.
The Baal Tochen, or at least the Baal Tochen.
We're dealing with Mordechai Sher. No, not Baal. We're out of... Again, we're in the marshal. In the marshal, I'm trying to... No Baal Tochen, no Hashem. I'm giving you a marshal of what we're talking about. When there's a Schwarzer coming with a knife and there's a cop there. So I trust that the cop can take care of the problem. So therefore I feel secure in the cop because he's capable of dealing with the problem. I don't care if it's a tooth fairy. Make it a cop, make it the tooth fairy. I don't want whatever you want it to be, yeah? No, the marshal initial is never the same. If it was, you wouldn't need the marshal. I need the marshal in order. See, if you don't need the marshal, then wait so that people who need the marshal can get it. I needed this marshal. That's why I'm using it. If you find it helpful, use it. If you don't find it helpful, use it. The degree of your understanding of how much the solution can deal with the problem would enable you to have a talk. And if you don't believe that the solution can take care of the problem, you're not going to be have menuchas and efficient yeshuvah das. I think it was quite straightforward. No, I'm not sure where the problem is. I'm not sure where the disconnect is.
I have another example. Actual Iron Dome, Kipat Barzel. If we have an alarm, in which things we trust, in the Iron Dome or in another force?
That's another problem. No. That's what he's yeah. getting confused. Lo, ze mashu ache. That's in the Nimshal. I'm in the Marshal. Shnei, I'm in the Marshal. We don't trust the Iron Dome. I don't steal the Iron Dome. Kodesh Baruch Hu works in the world through hiding himself in different things. I'm trying to get to this Nakuda. There's one Nakuda we're trying to get here. That's all he's saying. Is you don't have a toch until you recognize how big the problem is. And then you have a token in the thing that can solve the problem. But if you don't believe the thing's big enough, the thing that you're trusting isn't big enough to solve the problem, you're not going to have Yeshuva Dasa Menuchas Hanefesh, because you're still worried because the problem hasn't gone away. Because the thing you're trusting to solve the problem can't solve the problem. Therefore, when you have a problem, a 6 out of 10 problem, and up to now you've raised your levels of who Hashem is and how much Hashem loves you and how much Hashem is capable of, and therefore you trust and you're chilled because you know that Hashem can take care of the 6 out of 10 problem you've got. And suddenly you get an 8 out of 10 problem. Yeah? You can't rev up your betochen. You first have to rev up who Hashem is to get you to a level of 8, and then you'll be back to having the level of betochen that before. We said by the Rosha, for example, we did the Rosha. We will must be the stereo between the Goyim and the Chumash of Ovis. We did that or we didn't do it?
No.
Oh, we haven't done that yet. Okay. Then you'll see also that the Rosh has to have more appreciation of who Hashem is, how much Rachamim Hashem has for him, Menashe, for example, because he doesn't deserve Hashem to help him. He has to raise up his appreciation of how big Hashem's Rachamim for him is in order for him to trust Hashem. The Tzaddik doesn't have to have such a big level of atonement because he knows there's no reason for Hashem not to help me. Someone who's doing Averas, he has to have a higher level of appreciation to Hashem is in order to have a doctrine. That's the Nakuda that he's trying to get across here. That's why it's very important. That's why I'm doing this. I'm od chashuv to clear this up in our heads. You're being asked to upgrade your imuna all the time in order for your betochen to continue to function. That's the Nakuda we saw up to now. So we didn't do Derech Moshel Tzadik HaBotach Hashem Shirish Lachop Panosa Dai Im Yakish HaKolot Bochum Marachim Al Bruav V'Mashbiyah L'Kol Chai Rotzo. We saw, okay, well, let's deal with it. I thought we did this yesterday. Chayim HaShamru Chazal V'yesh Mokum. That's where we're up to. V'chayim V'mashamru Chazal V'yesh Mokum L'Betochen Gam L'Rosha V'lo Lak L'Tzadik. Maybe it'll become clearer now. Chazal tell us that it's not just a tzaddik that can have a tochen in Hashem, but even a rosha. We'll see the Vilna Gaon says a plaster rosha gomer as well. Chumash Lubavitcher is not so poshut. Aval hevdel gadol sheyesh bein betochen atzarich letzaddik lebetochen atzarich larosha. The level of betochen that a tzaddik needs is not the same as the level of betochen that a rosha needs. That tzaddik dai lo betochen b'medrege pochusa. A tzaddik can have a lower level of betochen. Kivin shein v'yod averis. Nimtze lefim atzova magia lo ayeshua. V'nimtze sakonosei pochusa. The sakone itself, the tzaddik is less because he's got shriot. And magia lo that Hashem will come and save him because he's a tzaddik. Aval haroshim yiftach kafi asogas atzaddik. If the rosh will have the same level of betochen, of appreciation of Hashem like the tzaddik, it's not going to help him. That betochen is not going to help him. Because he doesn't recognize how much sakone is in because it is a virus. According to the level of his danger, he doesn't have betochen. However, if he'll upgrade his betochen and he'll start appreciating who Hashem is more and more and more, that Hashem is rachamim even on him, the Rosh, b'roiv rechama v'chasodov, haribayim is yinatzel, like we saw in Menashe, then for sure you'll be saved. Menashe had to raise his level of appreciation of Hashem is to a very, very high level. Had to come to recognize that Hashem's rachamim is infinite and is not bound by anything you're doing. You don't move Hashem's hand here in that area. You can't minimize Hashem's rachamim. Hashem's rachamim is infinite. Menashe had to take himself to a very high level for Hashem to respond to him. But when you get there, he responds. We'll masbir the thing afterwards. I just want to give you a moshel. This is derech moshel. Tzadik avoteach b'shem shishlach lo panosa. It's tzadik. Again, we're talking about us. They're not tzadikim and they're not reshoim yet. We're all tzadikim. I'm talking about tzadikim rosh. We're all tzadikim. Everyone here has a tzadik. Tzadik that does a virus. Shiva tzadik yapul v'kav. Ain't tzadik v'aris sheyoyse toy v'lo yachto. We're that tzadik. Like I'm a tzaddik, I didn't have Meira. Yeah, that's the definition of a tzaddik. That's a tzaddik. You're all tzaddikim. You're not Rosh Hashanah. If you were Rosh, you wouldn't be here. So we're all tzaddikim, huh? What? No, that's a different, that's in a different... You're all tzaddikim. Everyone's a tzaddik in this room. Taminli, you don't believe me, I'll show you, Rabbi Yoina, I'll show you, I'll prove it to you. Anach du kulam tzaddikim. Your children are kulam tzaddikim as well. Kulam tzaddikim. Tzaddik, we've got work to do. We can become bigger tzaddik and we can improve. Well, we're in the process of Shiva tzaddik yapul v'kam. That's us. That's who we are. Ain't tzaddik barat ziyoset toy v'ilo yechto. We're tzaddik. That doesn't only do good. He also sins a little bit. That's the tzaddik we are. We're not Rishtoim. Chas v'chalila. People keep Shabbos here? You're not a Rishtoim. Okay. It's enough that he knows that Hashem has rachamim on the bria, and then he provides everybody with their needs. Aval arosh b'mashi yikish shakodesh bochu mafanes kol chay enu dai. A rosh that he recognizes that kodesh bochu provides posuf panos everyone. That's not enough. Yemelirakan ye liboy betuach shakodesh bochu mafanes gamoto, and then he'll be calm, but Hashem will take care of him as well. Lo yekabel klal panos, he won't get panosa. She'ain zeh betochen. Because as we said earlier, if you don't recognize the problem, and then you trust, that's not called betochen. That's just called, I don't know what it is, but it's not betochen. Betochen is when they come in to kill you, and you trust someone will take care of the problem. But if you're lying in bed calmly and peacefully, and no one's coming to kill you, that's not called betochen. Betochen comes when you recognize the problem, and you have someone to take care of the problem. If you don't have a problem, what do you need betochen for? The Roshu has the same level of betochen as the tzaddik. That's not called betochen. Sheri yisod bitchoyne huma achis shekolish bochum fanis kol chay. What's the yisod of his betochen? Hashem takes care of everybody. Harei hu atz mo chay kmo kol chay acher. So I'm also alive like everybody else. Im kein roish shegam hu yakabu panosim ekolish bochum. So therefore, you should also get panosim from Hashem. No, that's the Roshu. That's the Roshu. Hashem takes care of everybody. You know, I'm in everybody, so Hashem could take care of me as well. Ve'enu kein, it's not true. He's a Rosh and he doesn't deserve to get anything. Lo magia lo ochel. Lo magia lo mayim. Lo magia lo klum. He's a Rosh. Aval im magia la kara gadoi la yaisa. But if you'll come to a whole new understanding and recognition of who Hashem is, shakorosh bochu meitiv b'chasado gam l'roim v'racham aval kol ma'asov. You'll come to recognize that Hashem has mercy even on the Rishoyim. And he'll have trust then that because of that middle of Hashem, he'll have trust that Hashem will also give me panosa. Asvadi shekabel, he'll be kabel. Because like we said in the beginning, Hashem's middle is to when you botach in him, when you really botach in him, he responds. Ve'im v'rosh togodol yoisa, a bigger rosha. Im lo yaki godol rishiyosoi, v'yiftach v'zeh kodesh bochum meitiv gam l'royim. He'll say, yeah, he doesn't recognize what a Rosh is, but he trusts that Hashem will take care of even the Rosh Troy. Ain't there betochen maspik, it's not enough betochen. Aval im yaki goydel Rosh Yosef, he'll recognize who he really is. V'yaki le'uma zeh shechaste Hashem heim bli gvul, and he'll recognize that Hashem's brachamim is bli gvul, infinite, v'noirim heim v'oivrim gam al and then his rachamim overrides the enormity of the sins this person does. Can you trust that? Genuinely trust that? Come on, you come on, he'll also get what he needs. To the extent that he's a bigger Rosh, he needs more betochen. What does it mean, betochen? It means he needs recognition of who he's dealing with here that's coming to help him. The bank manager will only give you a mishkant if you have a certain salary, right? It's able to prove that your income. Whatever you can find a bank manager that doesn't care what your income is, you'll get a mishkanta. Yeah? So let's say you need 50,000 shekels. For 50,000 shekels, you go to the bank. And then I'll tell you what's with your what your income. Hisham, income's fine. He said he'll give you a mashkanta. So you trust him, give him a mashkanta. How big a baal chesed does the bank manager have to be? Nothing, because I have everything in place. I don't need that much betochen in the banking system because my salary is in place. I'm a tzaddik and he's gonna give me what I need. Whatever, you need $1 million mashkanta, and you don't have an income. Right? But you know there's a bank manager that never says no. The bank manager never says no. You'd have to believe that there's a bank manager that never says no. No, yeah, for you, but you won't go see me if you don't know that there's such a guy. So you'd have to raise up your appreciation of who the bank manager is before you can trust him. How much trust do I have to have a bank manager if I'm asking for $20? Nothing. Better Marshall, Mercedes. It's always good to talk to the pocket. The pocket usually, yes. Bullets flying or whatever doesn't work for some guys. Right? No, I'm more like into that world. I don't know. You get it? Okay. So now he says like this in that goal. We've dealt with this. A big machlokes. We saw, let's have a look at it inside. There seems to be a big machlokes in the different shittas we mentioned. There's lots of shittas in betochen. Lots of shittas. You saw the Meshach Chochmah explains why it's like that and why there's no clear psak, which of those shittas are correct, because betochen ultimately is a relationship. Therefore, you have to be able to take what's mantim for you, when, in different times, different circumstances, different people. You have to extract from the whole pantheon of shittas of betochen when and what's relevant to you. What's relevant to you today might not be relevant tomorrow. Same as in any relationship, you can't give clear cut, paint by number instructions how to have a relationship. Well, it's the same here. It's just chokhmah there. Okay. Do you do it a chazanish? B'tchil ha'seif emunin betochen. Kosev she'tolzu lachshov. It's a mistake to think that a person has betochen, everything will just be good. Like the Chaim Slavov says, you're about betochen, you get whatever you want, kol tov. It's a mistake to say that. It doesn't mean the Chaim Slavov making a mistake. It's talking about for us. A mistake for us to think that always be good. So Mefarish Sham is called in the betochen bo'efen acher. Ein Sham. He has his own way, and he explains betochen completely differently. Moedik is safe for that, but it's very hard to learn. He wrote it like in Shakespearean Hebrew. It's like poetic. So you ever learned it? It's a very hard safer. I mean, I can't say I've learned it. You have to find a decent translation. Okay. Or learn it from somebody who knows what he's talking about. Fine. Ring a bell. Anybody here ring a bell? Sort of have nostalgic moments when you remember in the past we once looked at that sefer. Okay. Perek Gimel by Hagdama Revis. Anybody want to tell me what that is in Perek Gimel by Hagdama Revis? You got it? No? Ache Shem Afaru Shilei Betochen Ili Yoi Smoich V'Betuach Al Chaste Hashem Yisbarach Shilo Achtov. Often explains that a person has to rely and trust in Hashem's chesed that it's all good. Because of the tnai le betochen hu, there's a tnai betochen. Shemale choyvel akodesh baruch hu, v'lo yaseh shum chet. There's a condition that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Betochen is a quid pro quo. You want Hashem to take care of all your issues. You have to take care of, you can't be going around doing an avodah and Hashem will take care of you. It's a shit that's a chayvus on avodah v'slichoyim. The imlo kei, eich itochen sheyiftach shilo tov im hu mamre. Is be Hashem. How can you think everything's going to be good if you're rebelling against Hashem? So there's no problem now, right? Doesn't mean everything's always going to be good. The Chaim Slavov says, you want to have a betochen that Hashem's going to take care of you, fine, then you have to not be rebelling against Hashem. There's a midrash that the Milne Gaon brings, not like this. The Midrash says, "Afilu Roshe v'Botach b'Hashem Chesed Yisevenoi." Rav Zavov says, "Is it odds with the Midrash that the Goyin brings?" Umama Oid Rei lePashe Ben Hashitas Lo Divrei Chazal Aniskorim. Therefore, it's very important to try and reconcile this machlekas, try and deal with this machlekas properly. So understand what we're dealing with here. V'Botach b'Hashem Chesed Yisevenoi. By the way, the Chofetz Chaim, who's the Poisek Achrayim, Paskins like the Goyin, not like the Chaim Zavov. If you want to get into the halacha of it, tell me, yeah, but the goyim, we pass the goyim on Rishon, the goyim in Achron, you know. Chofetz Chaim in the Chaim Sadas, in the Chaim Sadas, little kuntres there, he paskins like the goyim. So you're stuck. if you want to get out of having the tochen because you're a rosher, so then you can't. You have to work on this even if you're a rosher, because the goyim says, on the midrash, Abotach Hashem, chesed yosef avenu. Midrash is Tanoi. Okay. So must dominate this midrash as well. Okay. There's no machlekes here. Central Pinta says no machlekes here. The Masha Amru mitzas me Rishonim the Rosha and Mokam le Betochen. That which some of the Rishonim said that the Rosha has nothing to do with Betochen. The Lokashulo Betochen. Hainu Betochen Bashir Shomoy le Kolot. There we're talking about the level of Betochen that helps everybody else. Aval Nachinami Betochen Godel Yoise Shach Gam le Rosha. But a Rosha that has a much higher level of betochen, so for sure, the Rishonim aren't talking about him. Moshe Niskar, as we mentioned above, al zehu nema filu Rosha, but Hashem chesed Yosef Avenu. But the level of betochen he needs is not enough that it has to be much more than the tzaddik has. You can't rely on the same level of betochen. You ask the tzaddik, how much betochen do you have? He tells you, yeah, 22 kilos of betochen. He says, fine, I have 22 kilos of betochen. Zelo zela Rosha. Rosha needs to have much, much more betochen. Because of the recognition of how much greater Hisakana is. He needs more betochen. Not that Hashem needs more help. He needs more betochen, meaning he needs more recognition of how big Hashem is, that Hashem will take care of even him. And that's Menashe. That brings us to the Yalkut Melochim. We've seen this many, many times outside. Let me just go through it once again. Inside. Binyan Chuvosu Shel Menashe Melech Yehuda. The son of Chizkiyahu, the grandson of Yeshayahu Novi, who he murdered. His own grandfather. Last guy. So they took him there, the Midrash there, they took him and they put him in this copper pot and they were busy boiling him alive. Given He starts recognizing his problem. It's not hard to recognize your problem when you're boiling in a pot. Yeah, yeah. There may be philosophy. Am I in trouble? Am I not in trouble? No, you know you're in trouble. Yeah, that's okay. So this Menashe, he'd worshipped every avodah zarah there was in the world. He was a master at this. Yeah, Talma Palan Iti Sheizvi Hebrew. Salem Kloini Bova Tzileinu. Avodah Zorah 1, please come and help me. The Kimon Shalotel Klum. He went through all of them. Pulled out to all of them. The Lozeh, obviously. Yeah? Amma. Listen to what he says. This is after he spent his entire life at a level that we can't begin to imagine, uprooting everything that Chizkiyahu HaMelech put into place. The highest level Klal Yisrael reached in generations. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach. That was the door of Mashiach. Yeah, Menashe put a pestle in the Kodesh HaKadosh. He ruined everything, destroyed everything. Worshipped every avodah zarah there was in the world. Had no idea the degree of viciousness he attained. Says like this: Zochei ani she'avi mikra pasuk hazeh betzalecha butzeicha kol advarim ha'ilu v'shofta ad Hashem elokecho. Here's a mesorah from his father. This pasuk that when you remember, when you get to a lot of tzar. And you remember all these things, you'll come ad Hashem Elokecha, you'll do tshuva. Hareni koyre oto. Tonight's doing tshuva. I'm calling you. Im yaneinu motov. If you answer me, all good. V'im lav. And if you don't answer me, kol afir shovim. You're exactly the same as the avodah zarah that don't answer me when I call out to them. You have the taina? I'm calling out to the avodah zarah, they're not answering you. If I call out to you and you don't answer me, then you're the same as them. What kind of a tain is that? V'ayim malach ha'asharu soismim et chaloines shal rakir shal otan et filosa lifnei amokim v'oimrim lefonu rebein olomim. The malachim are outraged. They're mamash, they're going ballistic. Eh? They're closing all the gates of tefillah that the tefillah won't come to Hashem. Hashem said, so they say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Adam shema'id selim ba'eichel. He put a pestle into the heichel. He's going to do tshuva. Amalim Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Im eini mekabli b'tshuva. If I don't accept Menashe's tshuva, harei adelet noyle keneged kol bale tshuva. Then the door is locked in front of all bale tshuva. What? Lesser rishoyim will get in. Bigger rishoyim won't get in. We'll deal with that kasha now. And he saved him, and that's Hashem dug a special place for this tefillah to come up. It's with the tefillah of the Balei Tshuva that the Malachim, the only Kohen, they come in through the back door. It goes up there to the Kisa Kovod, and Hashem takes the tefillah and uses. Okay, that's the Yalkut. What's Menashe's taina? A six-year-old has a problem with his taina. What's Menashe's taina that if Hashem doesn't answer him, then you're just the same as all the Avodah Zorah? The same as they don't answer me when I'm in trouble. You don't answer me when I'm in trouble because they'll be kazach. Why can't they answer me? Because they haven't got the koyach. So you also don't have the koyach, Hashem. Chas v'chelilah. What's the comparison? Your whole life you worship them and bow to them. So they should answer you. If they don't, you got a kasha. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekol Chayav Menashe Hoyreg Tzadikim VeNeviyot. Menashe was killing Tzadikim and Neviim his whole life. His Zayde included. Umalis Rerushim Pei Al Pei B'Dam. That the streets of Rerushim flowed with the dam that Menashe, the people of Menashe killed. V'gam Be'Yisroso L'Mizkar B'Tzidkos Aviv. L'Kachrei Shekonu L'Kodav Rishonim. And when did you start talking to Hashem? When you tried everything else, you've been to every Avodah Zorah in the world, and now you come to Hashem like, I'm in a bit of trouble. Like, help me out. So what's the comparison here? Why should Hashem help him? If Hashem doesn't help him, he's like the Avodah Zorah. It's not a valid taina. He didn't come to him and say, you know what? I made a mistake. I'm sorry. You're Hashem. Everything's fine. He comes to him with a tanai. It's a chutzpah. If you help me, then you're Hashem. And if not, well, then if I won't help you, you'll get a bit burnt. It's a chutzpah. You see any humbleness here? For sure you shouldn't be answered. So what's your Raya Menashe? That if Hashem doesn't answer you, then everything's equal. That's a powerful kasha, yeah? Menashe was not a fool. Menashe was a giant. Now listen to this teret, it's genius. You haven't heard this from me before. I feel like I tell this every day. No, I love it as well. It's such a chizuk knows it. Tenachach so much liberates you, this teret. Menashe said something very, very big here. And Hashem agreed with him. Menashe is teaching a moidika klalya. She may not come in as Shuvosoi. Why does Hashem accept Menashe's tefillah? And as if Nashe, but Roiv of a Naisov, over is Gvula Rachamim. You've gone past the boundaries of my Rachamim. You know, kid asks you for a chocolate chip cookie at 11 o'clock at night. You give him 1, 2, 3. When he gets to number 15, he's basically crossed the boundaries and he's going to get a club. He's not going to get out of there. Why? Because he's crossed the boundaries of your patience. Yeah. What's the word? You've tested my patience too far. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? So if Hashem doesn't answer Menashe, why? Because the Menashe's rishus has you gone past my ability to deal with you, Menashe. It would come out that Hashem's rachamim is bounded. There's a limit. Correct. Why am I not helping Menashe? Oh, come on. How much rachamim can a person have? Yeah, your rachamim can be mamash. Bigger than all the Avodah Zorah together, but it's still limited. In came the mash shonehu mikulam chas v'chilil. So where are you different from that Avodah Zorah? So you have 1,000,000 kilometers of rachamim, and they only have 500,000 kilometers of rachamim. At the end of the day, you all find out. The gedolus chesed v'koach v'rachamim u rabim yoser. Or ma'atim yoisa, if Hashem's rachamim is bigger or smaller, smaller, ain't ze shinui. That makes no difference. Oh, sorry, what am I doing? Oh, yeah, sorry. Im kem b'mashtoin umikula, the g'dayla s'chese v'koyach rachamim, im rabim yoisa ma'atim yoisa, they're bigger or smaller, ain't ze shinui be'etzem b'mus. They're the same thing. You've got more rachamim, less rachamim, but they're the same limited amount of rachamim. שמה שנשיחר הקודש ברוך הוא בכל מה שהכויכס, הוא רק בזה שחסודי הוא בלי גבול כלל, ואין, ועד אין סויף בלי תכלס. I'm going to have to stop you. I wanted to finish, but we'll do it tomorrow. The difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the other Palavodah Zohs is not that you have much more Rachamim. In essence, they differ. Their Rachamim is limited, and Hashem's Rachamim is unlimited. If it's unlimited, then there's nothing you can do to cross the bounds of Hashem's Rachamim, not even Manasseh. That means Hashem's Rachamim is al kol ma'asav, even the Rosh Hagadol.
Why do you think? Why do you think? I'm going to get to the end of the instance.